I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Canada has until Friday to sign on to a new trade agreement for NAFTA that's connected to the Mexican political calendar, with a new government on the way in there. Earlier this week, U.S. and Mexico announced the outline of their own pact, and that sent Canadian Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland flying straight to Washington to see if there's a way to join in. Among the most intensely negotiated issues between the U.S., Canada, Mexico, cars, patents, and Canada's protected industries, including dairy. Reporter Emma Jacobs explains.
Louis Forget, a fifth-generation dairy farmer in Laval, Quebec, is following the news very closely this week.
On est très inquiet. C'est sûr qu'on est très inquiet.
For decades, Forget and other Canadian farmers have been assured a steady income under Canada's so-called supply management system. Farmers get yearly production quotas based on how much dairy it's projected Canadians will consume. Prices are regulated, and tariffs of up to 241% limit the amount of foreign milk flowing across the border. President Donald Trump has repeatedly talked and tweeted about how unfairly Canada's steep tariffs treat American dairy producers. But the system is vital to the survival of Canada's dairy farmers, says Bruce Muirhead at the University of Waterloo.
If we ever lost the tariff structure we have now, we would absolutely be swamped with American milk.
He says subsidies to U.S. farmers, better weather to the south, and economies of scale all make American milk cheaper to produce. And a U.S. milk glut keeps prices down. So abandoning the system?
It would just put Canadian farmers out of business, absolutely for sure.
Canadian economists aren't all fans of the supply management system, and a majority of Canadians would support scrapping it too, because it boosts the price of milk and cheese at the store. But Canadian officials, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, keep promising dairy industry protections will be preserved. Still, Forget, the farmer, feels increasingly vulnerable as Canadian trade officials scramble to salvage a trade agreement with the United States.
On trouve qu'on n'a pas gros de pouvoir, par contre.
We feel we don't have a lot of power, he says, and we have a feeling we're going to be sacrificed. On this farm in Quebec, the anxiety is growing. President Trump wants a deal with Canada by tomorrow. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.